Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. Three restaurants in Lackawanna County now offer a special service, dementia-friendly dining. WVIA healthcare reporter Lydia McFarlane is here now to explain what that means. Hi, Lydia.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you for being here. So let's start with the basics. What is a dementia-friendly restaurant?
So dementia-friendly restaurants put their staff through training with Age-Friendly Lackawanna, which is a collaboration of different aging agencies in the county. And they just learn how to accommodate customers that might have dementia. So it's not necessarily a server saying, does someone here at the table have dementia? It's just recognizing the signs and accommodating them accordingly.
Okay, so when someone who might have dementia and their caregiver shows up to the restaurant, do they tell them that they want this experience, or how does that work?
So all of the restaurants have signage out front that, you know, identifies them as being part of this initiative. Mm-hmm. And then if someone does have dementia, the servers just know how to recognize the sign. So if someone's asking questions over and over again, they can use that as a clue. And they just know, you know, maybe answer the question the same way, limit options for these customers. So if they're asking what's good, give them two options rather than, you know, running through the whole menu. If they ask where the restroom is, take them with you, go with them. Some of the restaurants have bigger exit signs so people don't get lost. It's things like that.
Okay. So who are these three restaurants right now that are providing this dementia-friendly service?
So there's Pasquale's in Archbold, which I went to for interviews and was able to interview one of the owners. Then we have A Little Pizza Heaven in Scranton and Taylor Deli in Taylor.
Okay, and so you went to Pasquale's for the interview, and they had a pretty personal connection to this, didn't they?
So the Sacco brothers run the restaurant, they co-own the restaurant, and their grandmother had dementia. So when they were given the opportunity to join the initiative and were reached out to by Age-Friendly Lackawanna, they jumped at it and they just said, it's a way to be more accommodating to any customer that comes through the doors. And then so did the owner of A Little Pizza Heaven, Daryl Bartlett. His wife has dementia and they co-owned the restaurant together. So when he was asked, he knows the experience, and he said last year that his wife got lost in a restaurant that they used to frequent. So he knows what it's like to be that caregiver, and he wanted to offer a comfortable and safe experience for all of his customers who might be in a similar situation as him and his wife.
Now, how are experiences like this, having options that can be dementia friendly, how are they important for people with dementia and their caregivers?
Yeah, it goes both ways. It helps both groups. So the person with dementia, they can get frustrated if they don't feel accommodated or they get confused. So being accommodated by the servers and by the wait staff can help them feel more comfortable, less confused, less frustrated. But also for the caregivers, going out to eat can be a very stressful situation where you feel like a burden if your loved one is asking questions over and over, is wandering, gets a little frustrated and maybe rude to wait staff. So it's just a way for the caregivers to know that they're in a safe place where people understand what's going on and how to help them. And it's almost like a little bit of respite where they get to sit down, enjoy their meal, and just relax knowing that there's other people there to help. And then also Age-Friendly Lackawanna said it's a way to reach caregivers as well, because they can be a very difficult group of people to reach with resources because they're very crunched for time. A lot of them are family caregivers that are still working full-time jobs. So this is a way to bring resources to them. So the Age-Friendly restaurants have QR codes on coasters that lead to resources through the Area Agency on Aging and through all of the Age-Friendly organizations.
All right. Well, Lydia, we will certainly be looking for more at WVIA.org. And thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.